School is out, but class is still in. Welcome to Boomer Education.
Matticucci! Right.
While we learn about various Chattahoochees, let's talk about the New York Stock Exchange. So, it is also known as the Big Board. It is America's stock exchange that's located at 11 Wall Street in Lower Manhattan in New York. It is by far the world's largest stock exchange by market capitalization. Mike, do you know what the market cap of the New York Stock Exchange was as of February 2018?
I have no idea.
The companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange, that's not every company out there. There's only a certain number of them that are listed, clearly. $30.1 trillion is what the combined valuation of all those companies is. The average daily trading value was over $170 billion in 2013. The trading floor is located at 11 Wall Street, composed of 21 rooms used for the facilitation of stock trading. An additional trading room located at 30 Broad Street was closed back in February of 2007. This building, though, at 11 Wall Street is a National Historic Landmark. You have no doubt seen it. If you've ever gone to New York to the Financial District, they make sure you know where it is, and you can always go there and look at it and say, wow, isn't that neat? That's where all the money goes. But why does all the money go there? Well, the earliest recorded organization of securities trading in New York among brokers directly dealing with each other, they can trace that back to something called the Buttonwood Agreement, which was come to on May 17, 1792. Previously, what had happened was there were auctions. Auctioneers would stand up and say, who wants to buy X number of, you know, securities in this or that or whatever? And they would stand there and all give auction, and then if somebody would actually win the bid. Well, on May 17, 1792, 24 brokers signed the Buttonwood Agreement, which set a floor commission rate charged to clients and bound the signers to give preference to other signers in security sales. So they formed a little network to keep everything within themselves. These were very powerful brokers. That led to the first Bank of the United States stock, and eventually other banks soon bought in with the New York Stock Exchange. Fast forward about, 20 years later, the stockbrokers of New York started realizing they need to reform because people were cheating them, people were making up how much money their company was worth. So they eventually went and did something a lot of business people do. They went and watched someone else have the business and figured out how to do it. They went to Philadelphia to look at their stock exchange and said, oh, they've got way more protections for everyone involved. Let's do that. So they reformed the stock exchange. And it wasn't long after that when the electrical telegraph came into play. That's what made the New York Stock Exchange the big player in the financial markets. It rose to dominate Philadelphia and all the other smaller trading markets that were out there, and it became kind of the stock market of record, for lack of a better term, for the United States financial markets. The Open Board of Stockbrokers was established in 1864. They tried to compete with the New York Stock Exchange, but that didn't quite work. So meanwhile, the stock exchange just gained more and more and more power. Obviously, they've had a few setbacks over the years. You might have heard of this, the Great Depression. You've obviously seen what happened to the stock market a few months ago. But in general,
yeah, but it's back, baby, right?
It's roaring back. Yes, that's
yeah. Look at it.
Now, here's something I don't know. Maybe everybody knew this. I did not know. Did you know the New York Stock Exchange is owned by someone?
No.
There's a company that owns that. The company that owns them is called Intercontinental Exchange, ICE. They operate 12 regulated exchanges and marketplaces across a variety of countries, including the United States, Canada, and Europe. The chairman of the U.S. Stock Exchange is, or the New York Stock Exchange, I should say, is Jeffrey Sprecher, who also runs Intercontinental Exchange. He founded that company, Mike, in 2000.
How is this possible?
I don't know.
What's this guy's name?
Jeffrey Sprecher, Sprecher, I guess I should probably know that. But yeah, he is an American businessman, the founder and chairman and CEO of the Intercontinental Exchange, and the chairman and owner of the New York Stock Exchange. He owns
he
the stock
exactly
exchange.
How you would think he would look, too. Let me see what his net worth is.
And he's from Madison, Wisconsin. He has a bachelor's in chemical engineering from Wisconsin.
Google tells me his net worth is at least, because we don't want to short him,
no,
$525 million.
I'm amazed that that's all it is, right?
They said at least.
Okay, right. Probably more. I mean, you own the New York Stock Exchange, I would think. How does that even work? Like, how could you be one of his, like, college roommates or someone who knew him in high school or maybe early on in his career. And you call him up and he says, oh, man, how you doing? You go, ah, 401k took a hit. How are you doing, Jeff? He's like, oh, I own the place where a lot of that's traded. I own the New York Stock Exchange. That's mine.